Two recent incidents have once again called attention to issues of race in college and professional sports. The U.S. Air Force Academy made its head football coach apologize for what he intended to be a compliment to black players. The other episode concerns the NBA's new dress code players must adhere to while on team business. Though some consider the topic taboo, commentator Clarence Page invites the sports world to engage in more candid talk about race.
When I heard the U.S. Air Force Academy's football coach comment recently on the terrific speed of black football players, I wasn't sure of whether to feel complimented or insulted. After losing a big game to Texas Christian, Coach Fisher DeBerry complained that his team lacked speed. He wished he had more black athletes on his team, he said, because, quote, Afro-American kids can run very, very well.
I just want to recruit speed. We need to find speed as much as anything. But the black athlete seems to have, you know, statistically, program, you know, seems to have an edge as far as the speed is concerned.
I felt insulted because the comment echoed age-old stereotypes, how black people show can sing good, dance great, and run fast. Remember how Los Angeles Dodgers executive Al Campanis got into trouble for asserting that black players didn't have the, quote, necessities for management? When, I wondered, will I hear somebody say, gee, we sure could use the savvy decision-making skills of a black quarterback, or black coach, or a black front office manager? DeBerry, like Campanis, has apologized to anyone who was offended by his comment. I'm sure that DeBerry, like Campanis, didn't mean any harm. He was just recounting what every football fan with good eyes can plainly see. Across college and pro football, black players dominate almost all of the positions that call for speed, just as blacks, once they were allowed to play in the NBA, eventually came to dominate basketball. Sports are supposed to be the place where everyone gets to prove themselves on a level playing field, regardless of race or ethnicity. In reality, race haunts the world of sports as much as it haunts the rest of American life. Remember the hit movie White Men Can't Jump? That was a joke, although a very widely believed joke. The trouble with irony is that some people will always fail to get the joke. For example, the NBA surprised players by announcing a new dress code this season, a code that essentially bans the hip-hop look and big bling-bling medallions while on team business. Several black players immediately grumbled that the code was racist. Why? Because they have to look more like Michael Jordan or Shaquille O'Neal than, say, Snoop Dogg or Dr. Dre? Oh well, what's the fun of being an overpaid, overpampered ball star if you can't complain about having to tuck your shirt in? But despite their initial whines and moans, NBA players would rather play ball than defy the dress code. Good choice. There's nothing white or black about good grooming. Besides, if we're going to get upset about black stereotypes, we should get even more upset when the stereotype comes from other black folks.
Clarence Page is a Pulitzer Prize winner and a nationally syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune.